Boyne, Casey Jones, and Christopher Graybill. Additional red shirts by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Wayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornette. Vocal editing by Brian Patton and Johann Detweiler. Graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Dan Smith. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Brian Patton, Matt Webb, Nathaniel Perry, and Dan Smith. Script adapted for graphic audio by Bill Campbell. Keep listening for exciting previews of other graphic audio titles.
The following previews are of graphic audio productions rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
In one of the most violent flashpoints in the world, Pakistan and India battle over control of Kashmir. Insurgents use terrorism to exert their own control. The President of the United States plans a peacekeeping mission to the subcontinent, but the insurgents have plans of their own.
Give me the bad news, Bear.
A report from Indian intelligence states that sabotage may have had a part in a recent accident involving a military train transporting two Sabre missiles to an Air Force launch facility in Andhra Pradesh.
If it's sabotage, you have to think Mujahideen. And if they have a couple of Sabres and know how to use them, they could program the targeting sensors to sniff out Air Force One once it's within range.
Stony Man Warriors Jack Grimaldi and Cowboy Kissinger join Mac Bolan in a peacekeeping mission of another sort to keep the sky safe for the president's plane.
Wonder how many are in there.
No telling, Cowboy. Maybe we could take the snipers out of the equation.
How's that?
You were saying how you wanted to test drive that new weapon you designed, right?
Right. One dragon's hairball coming up.
But the terrorists have an even more potent weapon, one that even the executioner has no defense against. Hostages.
Have the launcher brought out into the open. I will bring down some of the children. We'll strap them to the framework. Then we can negotiate from a position of strength. We can demand free passage back to Kashmir.
He wants us to hide behind children and barter for a chance to whimper back to Kashmir with our tails between our legs. That rather than fight. Prepare the missile for firing. I'll give you the signal.
From the southern tip of India to the teeming streets of Bangladesh, Bolan attempts to stop an act of insane violence that could spark a firestorm with dire consequences for the region and the world. Don't miss Mac Bolan number 83, Sworn Enemies, coming in April from Graphic Audio.
Graphic Audio presents a special Deathlands adventure that spans the generations. This is the one you've been waiting for. Deathlands 43, Dark Emblem. At the turn of the 20th century, Doc Tanner is forcefully ripped away from his friends and family.
Do you see it, Father? It's the Eye of God! It's coming for you!
Oh, God, Theo, what's happening?
Thunder and damnation! It's pulling me! Can't escape!
Theo!
Hurled forward to 1996 as part of a mad time-trolling experiment intent on changing history.
Frankly, sir, I would rather be dead.
And Doc Tanner is finally thrown into the dark future of the Deathlands, where he encounters horrors beyond imagination. Finally, the untold story of Theophilus Tanner's origins.
You were the only success in their entire time-trolling experiments, Doc.
There are varying degrees of success, Ryan Cawdor.
And of a powerful new enemy whose own time-travel experiments may cost Doc his already fragile sanity.
You were supposed to be trawled backward in an attempt to alter the future timeline. Too bad you were too damn arrogant to stick to the bargain. You were the reason for your eventual downfall, not I.
I will go back, Silas. I will find my family again.
Or it may cost Doc Tanner his life. Deathlands 43, Dark Emblem. 7 unabridged hours in graphic audio. The movie in your mind.
Deathlands number 43, Dark Emblem, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting April 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Dark Emblem. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Stony Man number 81, Skyhammer. Mysterious forces have unleashed a secret weapon around the globe. An NSA agent has been marked for death.
Easy now. Don't talk.
I must tell someone. New weapon. For sale to anyone. Traitor. We have a traitor.
Major, what has happened? What just hit us?
I don't know, Mr. Prime Minister. It was just a flash from the sky like a thunder and lightning storm. I know the entire Jerusalem wall has been destroyed. Damn it! Where's our air cover?
Here's what we're facing, people. Skyhammer. A kinetic energy weapon in space, like molten steel falling from high orbit. There are hundreds of them up there, being launched at selected areas. No missile or anti-missile laser can track and lock on fast enough to do any significant damage to it before it hits.
Then we go after the people controlling it. That's the vulnerable point, the operators.
Able Team and Phoenix Force are dispatched to hunt down those responsible.
The House of Metternich. Three brothers who were once Hungarian royalty until they got deposed. One of them, Johann, changed his name to John Meterson.
The Stony Man operatives must thwart their enemies before they can unleash Skyhammer toward its ultimate target.
The Thors have started their final countdown. They'll launch as soon as the target comes into range above the horizon.
What's the target?
The United Nations building in Manhattan.
No! Hundreds of diplomats will be killed. It'll start World War III.
Stony Man 81, Skyhammer. 7 unabridged hours in graphic audio. The movie in your ears.
In the ancient canyons of New Mexico, the citizens of Little Pueblo prepare to sacrifice Ryan and his companions to demons locked inside a 20th century dam project.
What is that rad blasted noise, Ryan?
I don't know, JB. Come on, Whitlaw. Everything will be all right.
No, Ryan, it won't be all right. It's the demons! They're coming to kill us!
These monstrous abominations spit yellow acid, and their creators are the white coat masterminds of genetic recombination, destroyed by their mutant offspring.
Transgenic autonomous bioweapon? What in dear heavens could that possibly be?
Mildred said it's some sort of DNA experiment, combining a lot of different animals and their natural defenses. These things are armed with a powerful neurotoxin.
In the Deathlands, nobody knows in what form death will come.
They're here!
But it is often swift and merciless.
Ah! JB!
Deathlands number 73. Labyrinth.
No one in Cerberus Redoubt, buried beneath a mountain peak high in the Bitterroot Range, has any clear idea what's going on just below the eastern foothills of the Andes. The Redoubt satellite coverage shows a zone of distinct change in the flora. Its thermal signature and even its color to the naked eye have changed, gone from various shades of green and brown into almost uniform blue-green, of a shade that matches no other area on the planet's surface. And it's expanding at a pace of several miles a day. A team sent to explore the phenomenon is about to get much more than they bargained for.
My God, what are they?
I don't know, but they're nothing any God created.
The array of organisms I have created have been designed specifically as successors to the corrupt cancer cells that have tormented, twisted, and tainted humans and the poor creatures of Earth for so long. They will conquer the world for our master, Gilgamesh Bates.
You'll save the world by destroying it?
I'll save the world by destroying man.
In a desperate attempt to stop the horror released on the world by Gilgamesh Bates, the men and women of Cerberus will take the battle to two fronts. Phoenix Team's mission, stop the rampaging nightmare creatures in the Peruvian Andes while holding in check two warring factions, the indigenous Shuhara tribesmen and the Liberation Army of the Republic of Marañón.
Riker, bring on the fire now! Ready? Let's get them!
Meanwhile, deep in the bowels of Base Abaddon, beneath the prairie of what was once known as Saskatchewan, Grant, Kane, and Bridget Baptiste will fight against time to stop the release of Gilgamesh Bates' ultimate creature of destruction.
Which way do we go once we get to the corridor?
We don't know. In the time they had before we jumped, Cerberus was unable to discover any layouts of the base. We're on our own.
No plan, no lights in the whole place. This just keeps getting better and better.
Stop whining. The base is abandoned. At least we have small fear of being discovered.
What the fuck is that?
You won't want to miss a single minute of Outlanders number 34, Successors. Available in April 2006.
North Central Nevada, the Howling Coyote Restaurant.
Marty, I dropped the check on table 12.
On the big guy? Thanks, Tina.
Marty Harrison thought he had pulled it off. With the information he had squirreled away, poised to be revealed in the event of his own demise, the secret project had to let him leave, or risk exposure of things they desperately needed to keep hidden. But the new owner of the Howling Coyote soon learned that the past is always with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, shut the fuck up and make like an oil painting and nobody else dies.
Hey, Marty boy. You know what we're here for.
It's not gonna happen. If I give you the disc, I'm a dead man.
Marty, if I don't have it in my hand...